Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
I respect the 49er team doctors. I respect Kyle Shanahan. I respect Christian McCaffrey. Obviously, this is their decision to make. I have no idea how his leg actually feels. I don't know how you're supposed to treat Achilles tendonitis. But we're going to lay out for all of you. We're going to lay out the information that we have that's up to the minute. Some of that is from doctors, some of it is from Kyle, some of it is from Christian, and then we're going to lay it out to you at 888-957-9570 and simply ask, based on all the info you have, what would you do? What is your game plan now, this year, for Christian McCaffrey, based on what we know in this moment? So you want to hear some things?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's dive in. Here's Kyle Shanahan with his latest general update on Christian McCaffrey.
Christian is still limited and not just out. I'm not a doctor, but I would read that as a positive sign for how he feels.
I'm not a doctor either, but I take that as positive.
Yeah. You agree?
Yes, I do agree. But I'm not a doctor.
Okay, so Kyle Shanahan and Matt Maiocco are lockstep dibs.
Right. He's limited. He's not out. He's limited. So he's at practice. Don't know exactly what he did, but he was out there running around. That's good news.
All right. Will Christian McCaffrey, has there been any thought to going on IR?
No, I've never considered that. Considered him to play last week, so definitely not thinking about 4 weeks off.
Okay, so throw that out. We're not thinking about a month from now. There's more optimism than that. Here's what Christian had to say with regard to his current state.
On Monday morning, just moving around a little bit. You know, I prepare every week to play. My mindset every week is I'm going to play. You know, there's been weeks where I'll go the full week, not even feeling good enough to do the walkthrough. And then I wake up and the body's capable of a lot of cool things. And, you know, mentally, I'm always prepared to play. And then woke up and it was a group decision, very tough one. I hate not playing, but look at it as a chess move and, you know, something that hopefully we can benefit from the rest of the season.
Okay. Doc Feely was on with us yesterday. Cleared to play, and we pretty much talked to him solely about Christian McCaffrey because this is such a big deal. First of all, this is what Doc Feely had to say about the term Achilles tendonitis.
In many ways, a calf strain is going to be just as bad, if not worse, than the Achilles tendonitis. It really just depends on the severity of the tendonitis. All it really means is there's inflammation along the tendon, which as a 28 to 30-year-old running back with a lot of mileage, it's kind of expected he's going to get that at some point during his career, if not this year, next year. So I don't think it's a big deal. He's going to get a lot of treatment for it. I think it's important for him to be able to limit his reps during the season. I think we've seen that in the last couple of years. He's somebody that does a great job at a certain number of reps. And then if we have a suitable backup, that's even better.
Okay. You asked him about the surface for this week's game.
Yep.
Okay. This is true for next week's game too. Artificial surface. How does that affect this decision-making process?
The lower extremity injury rate is higher on turf than it is on grass. And if I'm playing on turf next week, early in the season, I'm probably going to be a little bit extra conservative because I think it is a little bit riskier and it hurts a little bit more. Grass is softer.
Okay, that's all from Doc Feely. Yep. And then we have one more that we want to throw at you, and it comes from the Morning Roast, who I thought had a phenomenal conversation with Brian Baldinger this morning. Went all over the place. And a lot of positivity on the defensive and offensive line. My God, I think Baldy wants to maybe go away on a vacation with Dominic Pooney. Like, he loves him that much. He wants to travel with him now. Okay, I thought this was a really interesting comment. The Jordan Mason excitement has people thinking, hey, be patient. Like, the Niners can still be at a really high level without CMC. Baldy kind of threw some water on that.
But you can't play at the same level without Christian McCaffrey. Credit Jordan Mason and everything else on Monday night. But you're not going to play at the same level without him. He's just too much of a force for Kyle Shanahan to move around and put in different positions and exploit matchups in the passing game. But, you know, he has this history now. And I'm the biggest Christian McCaffrey fan there is. But he has this history. He had 400 touches 1 year in Carolina, and he was banged up for much of the next two seasons.
All right. So that is all on the table for you. Not thinking about IR. He participated in practice today. Though limited, it's only Wednesday. The start of the practice week, Christian participated. You heard what Doc Feely said about turf, about limiting reps. You heard what Brian Baldinger said about how the 49ers cannot be the full 49ers without Christian McCaffrey. So, Dibs, all of that is on the table, and we put it out to you callers. 888-957-9570, our question of the day. With all of that in place, what is your game plan for Christian this year?
For this week in particular, he doesn't play. And for the year, I am not going to rush him back until he is. And again, 100% is such a nebulous thing to say because nobody's ever 100%. I know me now in my mid-50s, I haven't been 100% for probably two decades. So McCaffrey, late in his NFL life, is he ever 100%? No. I would wait until he feels either no pain, no tendonitis, no calf strain, nothing like that. And I do think back-to-back turf games could be a recipe for not disaster, that's too dramatic, but for re-injury or for more additional soreness. So if I could take two turf games and make it one turf game, maybe even zero turf games, I would not play him on Sunday. I would look to the Ram game, divisional game, more important in the grand scheme as the place where I would think about having him have a debut.
Okay, couple questions based on what you're saying. A little bit of a devil's advocate here. Yep. You want him to feel all the way better before you play him. What if he never feels all the way better?
Then you get to a point where you have to go out there and give it a shot anyway. And if he's not getting worse, if he's going to stay at this number, and I don't know what the number is, Kyle Shanahan saying IR is not on the table. So that tells me that it's not too severe. I know we've talked a lot about Doc Chow, who is an NFL doctor to the stars and a guy who's on social media. And he mentioned that severe Achilles tendonitis can lead to a rupture.
Yep.
So if this was, and I'm not a doctor, I haven't seen the scan, but for me, if this was a severe case of tendonitis, then you wouldn't even be talking about him potentially playing this week. So I do think the tendonitis is something that probably can be maintained or contained with a little bit more rest. So I would try rest first before rushing him back there.
Okay, again, 888-957-9570. With all that you now know, what is your game plan this year for Christian McCaffrey? I see someone on the YouTube chat who literally just said, and it's Jay Passer, thank you for listening, thank you for watching. I agree, Dibs, play him when he's ready to play. Next man up, all right? Again, devil's advocate.
Yeah.
He says he's ready to play right now.
He does, yeah.
So what does that mean, play him when he's ready to play?
Well, it comes to the doctors.
According
and the medical.
To who?
Exactly. Yeah. Really the doctors. Because Christian McCaffrey, and we talked about this in the crossover, his mindset is that he's going to play. Thank God that's his mindset. Because you want football players to be of a mindset that they're going to play. If the medical shows that he's not fully able to do everything he needs to do, you can wait. You can wait till week 3 or 4, 5, whatever week that is where he actually is not showing these ill effects of an injury, then you can play him. And I know it's hard to, you can't quantify it.
Right.
And the other side of it is you have a player who is desperate to play. The dude wants to play football. It's what he does. And I would bet that the coach is in his office thinking, man, I sure would love to have Christian McCaffrey.
It'd be good.
It's exactly what Baldy was saying. Like, having him on the field opens up so many things for so many other people. Just the gravity of McCaffrey in the pass game. You don't have that yet with Jordan Mason.
No, the Niners with McCaffrey, it's like the age-old dazed and confused question. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, dude, you got any? No, I don't. Sorry, man. Well, it'd be a lot cooler if you did. Hey, Niners, you got any McCaffrey in there? You don't? Man, it'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Yeah,
they're a lot cooler with Christian McCaffrey. And I just go back and forth with that idea of how can you protect a football player when he's playing football, especially a running back. I just don't think you can. Now, I'm not flippant about this.
No.
If the guy's got pain in his Achilles, and I'm with you, and a doctor says no go, obviously that's a no go. But I am going to, like, my game plan would be this. I am going to lean back on the name of our segment with Dr. Pandya and Dr. Feely. Cleared to play. And when he is cleared to play, he plays. But my only caveat would be this, and it actually has nothing to do with Achilles tendonitis. I want Jordan Mason to get 5 to 7 carries anyway. I thought that 3 weeks ago. I thought that 5 weeks ago. I like Jordan Mason. I've always liked Jordan Mason. And now that everybody got a little taste, everybody dipped their toe into the water there with Jordan Mason, now we all feel differently about him. The curiosity we had has now been answered. Yeah, he can play. He can be a running back. And he's not going to hurt your team. He can take a drive here or there, entire drive.
Yeah, more than just a series.
So to me, I'm going to reserve the big touches game for Christian McCaffrey. I'm going to do that in emergency break glass when necessary. Are we tied in the fourth quarter against the Cowboys? Is this a playoff game? What have you? But my game plan, my thought going into every game for the rest of the year, if you're cleared to play, you play. But I am going to try to avoid 20 to 25 or 30 touch games whenever possible. And that's less really about Christian's leg, and it's more about just keeping Jordan involved also, and I think that's a good game plan.
When I look at the history of Christian McCaffrey, and I'm looking just at his regular season game log, and he's played in 91 of them, and there aren't a ton of games where he has more than 20 carries. Now, he will get, you know, 4 to 10 catches in a game, depending on how the offensive flow is going, but I do think no matter when you play him for the first time, you're going to slow play his touches. You saw it with Ayuk. He didn't play a full rack of snaps as a receiver because he's getting back into shape. So if McCaffrey does play Sunday, you fantasy owners, you're going to have to probably grin and bear it because I don't think that he will get more than 15 carries or 15 touches in this first game back.
You wouldn't think.
Yeah, I'd be surprised.
People get eased in. If you're not up to snuff in the preseason and your name's not Trent Williams, you get eased in. Now, every position is different, right? Ayuk is a complimentary type of a piece that needs to have a vibe with Brock Purdy. Christian McCaffrey's a little bit different. Here's the ball, go run. It's kind of like why rookie running backs usually can get up to speed quicker than rookie wide receivers. So maybe that's different. But you're probably right. You probably ease into it. The question we're asking, with all we know, what is your Christian McCaffrey game plan now this year? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Dave in Fresno first up. Hi, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the audio.
Thanks for taking my call. Like, do my best to answer the question. And if I'm Shanahan and I'm the 49ers, and this is even with 100% McCaffrey even before the injury, I just think we need more of a committee approach. I think we could have used that last year. Like you said, Willard, that a lot of people have been fans of Mason. We just wanted to see more. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, we were dead last in pass attempts last year. So that would say the running game is a pretty important part of this offense. So I mean, you look at games last year where they played the Cardinals and they're trying to get in the record, they're up 15 points and he's still back there. I think we need to avoid those situations. Even if it's Mason, who's the bell cow, I'm not comfortable seeing any running back get 28 carries, especially when the game's kind of out of reach. You know, I just think we need to be more mindful. If Galindo is not healthy or not the option, we need to get a third guy. This time, and this even goes to Debo. You know, avoiding those handoffs up the middle with Debo. These are risky plays. I know it's football. You can get hurt any time during the game, but Shanahan, you know, you're a great play caller, but just got to time and place some of these play calls with these players. And you guys already kind of spoke to it. Just we need to have more variety, more have a plan for Mason, too, when McCaffrey comes back, which I think is pretty obvious. And I know Shanahan, he likes when the hot hand is going, he likes to stay with it, you know. And then to your point, Willard, let's save that for the big game, for the playoffs. You know, that'd be the smart thing to do. But, again, I just think more of a committee approach, because people say in this offense, any running back, you know, can be effective. So let's see that theory. Let's put it to the test.
Well,
so,
Dave, thank you so much. It's a good call, but it's also a fine line what we're talking about here.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to also acknowledge, like, I really like Jordan Mason, and I want Christian McCaffrey healthy, but you're also right. Like, you cannot protect a player playing football. And Kyle Shanahan would be a moron, quite frankly, to not use a healthy Christian McCaffrey as much as he possibly can. He's phenomenal. And you want him out there as much as possible. It's a big draw. You know, like, here's the other thing, and I agree with Steiny, was kind of indicating this. I agree with him. I don't think football coaches do what we fans do, which is, dude, you play in Minnesota. It's fine. You don't need your best players. Coaches don't think that way, and they're right, we're wrong.
Exactly.
That's why survivor pools are so hard. All this crap about, oh, you could beat them. They're an NFL team, and they won last week. I know they played the Giants, but maybe they're really good. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't. You know what I mean? Like, it's week one.
Well, they're going to treat Minnesota like they're really good because you have to. You can't look past anybody in the NFL because ultimately one bounce of the football or one missed block, as we saw in the Super Bowl last year, things can change in a heartbeat in any game. So this is not when you're a college juggernaut going up against an FCS team that was winless the year before, and you're going to win by 70.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.